So none of Damien's stuff would be like in the house.
Good question. Probably not at this point, given what we just learned from Marvin's side, just because, like, if he had left anything, Berrigan probably would have shoved it into a closet with everything else.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, you also have tools. You also have, like, your drones and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I roll a droney thing as a last ditch. Yeah, I think I can, like, you know, be like, hey, what's that? And, like, point somewhere in the house. And then while they're all looking, I can, like, toss what, you know, is like a, I imagine they get really compact, like a Zippo or something. So I can toss it out an open window and then it can, like, sort of turn into a little drone thing and go explore the car.
That sounds like it might be a rude role to me to, like, distract them.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm prepared at all. And I don't think anyone can help me.
Damn. Bleak.
So I guess I'll just roll the one.
But wait, does this get your use your skill because you're like handy?
Yeah. And that was, and we specifically talked about that being like around drones. So I think that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one die for extra die for handy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am going to roll. 2 and a 6. So one below, one above.
If one die succeeds, you barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication or cost. Okay.
Leave the car alone. It's been nothing but trouble.
There's going to be a...
All you got was goo in the sheets.
It's true. No algae in the streets.
I mean, that's... I think that's the complication, right? Another car pulls up. You distract Damien successfully, and you get the drone out there, but the second the drone starts buzzing around, an identical car pulls into the driveway. And out steps Claudia Omatose. You wouldn't know that, but I said it, so I guess now you do. I'm not rusty even a little bit. I think probably what happens is you get the drones out there, and when you point, what did you point at? Like, did you just like point behind Damien, or do you?
I imagined I just pointed at a random bookshelf. Just to be like, point at a trinket, like a Precious Moments figurine or something, and then threw it.
Okay. Yeah, I think you did that, and Damien is like, starts to go like, oh yes, this was like, this was my like, you know, brother's favorite creepy little angel doll, or whatever. And Berrigan just, like, doesn't fall for it at all and sees you throw out the drone and, like, nice. But so he's, like, he looks out the window and he sees the car coming up and he's like, oh, God, why did I do that voice? Why did I do the can I pet that dog voice? Can anyone?
Just the cultural zeitgeist of can I pet that dog?
I won't pet that dog.
Can I bet that dog?
Can I bet that dog? There it is.
Wait, so is that your sister, Claudia?
Berrigan goes, oh, I'm Claudia. And he like goes to open the door and like let her in. Clearly, a bit more fondness for her than for Uncle Damien. Do you still just buzz this car with Claudia there, or do you like do some drone tricks or?
I think it, like, ducks under the car. you know, like goes and hides under the car for a second. It's just hovering, or maybe it lands like a little bird under the car.
Okay. Do you still want to try to like get, I don't know. I wonder, could you like, is this drone small enough where you could like get into the car through the undercarriage and grab stuff or something like that?
I like that idea. How it, maybe it has some sort of like, you know, turns into a bug a little bit. So yeah, maybe it squishes through the like some air duct and gets in there and is like crawling around. And goes up to the green goo and like puts it in some sort of little pouch.
You're gonna need to roll for this one again, because I think it's okay for distracting Damien. And this is to not get caught by Claudia or Berrigan, although I don't know if either of them are particularly gonna care if you're fucking with Damien's stuff, but
yeah.
Yeah, so this one I think would be a detective roll, right? Because it seems more detective than rude. Also, I love this image just because of how like you've had these drones this entire time, and basically all you've used them for is to like get sick shots of y'all running into a mine or whatever. And it's like just this like late stage reveal that like you have fucking nano machines basically that are like
land, sea, and air, baby. I didn't know. Yeah.
It was the last portion of the campaign, like the most useful item that you could have had. Just like, only now.
It's the new version. I got delivered to us, you know, as we've been adventuring.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I thought you meant you were going to pull out the new land, sea, and air burger from McDonald's.
Is that a thing?
Oh yeah, it's got a Mc.
Wait, really?
It's a Big Mac. It's a Big Mac with a filet of fish and a McChicken on it.
I kind of want to eat that.
I know, me too.
It's delicious. Fuck that.
I mean, I haven't had it, but it's probably good.
I mean, it's disgusting. Yes, and yes, I would eat it. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I'd eat it.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, did you definitely handy? Also, because drones. I mean, based on the description you just gave, it sounds like you've been prepared for this for quite some time. You just didn't know about it.
Yeah, I guess I forgot to update you guys that I had this thing, so I knew about it. You didn't. So one for prepare, one for, what'd you say, detective?
It'll be a detective role. Mm-hmm. So you got one just for doing it. I think you get one for prepared. I think you get one for handy. Like, I think you, this is a nice role.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Here I go. 626. Oh, that's two successes and one failure.
My favorite bit of text from the book is the result. Oh my god. If two dice succeed, you do it well. Good job. Every time. It tickles me every single time. I don't know. Yeah, so I guess this is the point where you... I think the success here is just you get them, right? Like, you have them.
Does getting them look?
Yeah, how do you get... Because it's just a test tube and a business card. So it's fairly small items.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure there's some sort of, like, little, like, pouch or, like, compartment in the thing that I can, like, put stuff in and then get back out. I assume it won't make me too big to squeeze back out.
No. Yeah, okay. Help me here. Help me visualize this. You throw out your Zippo-sized drone out the window. It buzzes out and lands under this car. It turns into a little bug?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
As it crawls into, through the, air shaft or whatever, car stuff.
Yeah. I'm kind of imagining, a little sort of, nano spider sort of situation.
Okay.
And so it can, compress and, I don't know, and squeeze in through the hole, and then it gets the things and tucks them away somehow.
See, this is the part I'm wondering about, because I don't think of spiders as having pouches. Is this like a is this like a kangaroo spider? Does it have a little belly pouch?
That's horrifying. Terrifying. Horrible.
I guess pouch is not the right word. I was thinking more some sack. Sort of like... Or maybe like a hard shell, like sort of like with a motorcycle, like you have the hard shell thing. maybe there's like some sort of like hard shell thing on the back, like a like the butt of a spider, you know, thorax. <That's what I'm hearing. Exactly. Okay. And a test tube.
Yes. Well, that would have been the one that was significantly more suggestive, huh? So you get this test tube and this business card, and you can bring them back to you and investigate them at further length. We've done two rolls and not a single clue has come up. I've never been so happy to play this game in my life. And while you're doing that, Berrigan sort of like, you know, takes Claudia's coat. I have not described her at all. She is, I think she's fairly tall, like probably like 6 foot. As a Damien, I think I describe Damien. I basically was just playing as Snape, except for I can't do an Alan Rickman impression, so it's his voice is nothing, but he's got a sort of a Snape look. He's got like a big, like a nose that ends in a, it's like a whatever. Never mind. He's very sallow, very very pale. I think is sort of my big touchstone for him. And I think Claudia is very much the opposite. Is very like. And she's probably like, you know, got some weight on her in her like early 30s. Probably has like ruddy cheeks, might be how I would. Does this mean anything to anyone? Am I saying words out loud?
I think it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
And like her and Berrigan hug, and Berrigan like takes her coat and is just like, come on in. Like how's the research going? And just immediately like asking her questions and I think just to honor that like complication, I think when your drone flies out or like when the spider scuttles back to the house, we maybe get a shot of her like noticing that a mechanical spider has just scuttled out of Damien's car and being like, huh. something is clearly afoot here. She's not really sure what, but I don't think she likes Damien much. I don't think anyone likes Damien much, so it's not like...
Wait, I love that so far the session has been like everyone noticing that weird shit is happening to Damien, but just being like, eh, that guy sucks. It's fine.
He's no fucking oh my god. I've forgotten the name of a character that I've made up.
Of the big bad meanie dude I squished.
Yeah,
I forgot his name.
Deus Lacrim. Yeah, he's certainly no Deus Lacrim. He's not going. Damien, I can promise you this. Damien will never start a speech off being like, "I know you are children, and I want to kill you."
Low bar, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna
but
say,
but still.
But he just sucks, you know? Just people don't like him very much. He's kind of a bully. Like, he just, like, pushes people around and, like, assumes he can get his way.
I'm glad I keyed his car, then.
Yeah. Oh, right. I guess Claudia probably noticed that, too.
She was like,
someone's just fucking up this dude's car.
Yeah, and then so she comes in. I can't remember where we left Marvin. Are you still upstairs or did you come back down after you found the stuff?
I think I was upstairs and then you cut to a different.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
I think so.
What are you doing up there? Are you continuing to investigate? You going to use the restroom? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go back downstairs and check out what's happening in the kitchen. And join back up with the crew.
Okay. Berrigan is like, oh, you find everything okay?
Oh yeah, you know, the bathroom's beautiful up there.
Okay. This is my Aunt Claudia. Claudia. Sorry, Claudia. She's very particular about her name. She is here to Aunt Claudia, why are you here?
Poor Berrigan. Just trying to exist.
He just wanted to have a normal day. And then, yeah. And then y'all showed up and ruined everything.
I blame Damien.
But maybe Damien only came because you were here.
Ooh. Whoa, what the fuck?
And I mean, his property's haunted, so he wasn't going to have a normal day no matter what.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's just, I think that's what Claudia says. Hey, what does Claudia's voice sound like? Tell me.
Do your Italian.
Something easy.
You... You wouldn't let me do it with Salvo, and now you're gonna make me do it.
I mean, it's gonna, you know, it's a woman's Italian. You can do this.
A woman's Italian. Why did that crack me up so much?
Because it was poorly executed.
So try to do like Berrigan's southern accent, but by way of Italy.
Southern Italy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here's. Okay. Here it is.
Oh man.
I'm not going to do that. I think Claudia is just kind of like. I think she's probably somewhere around like here, kind of. Maybe she's a bit more boisterous. I feel like she's a bit of a boisterous. She's a bit of a boisterous. Period.
She's a bit of a boisterous.
We are crushing it.
A Woman's Italian is my favorite movie from the 70s that is, you know, entirely neorealist.
Absolutely.
But yeah, Berrigan asks Claudia why she showed up, and Claudia's like, well, I heard there's people talking about being ghosts. There's ghosts here, Berrigan? What is that? What is, like, there... One of my colleagues said that your farm is haunted, and like, I have a bit of a stake in this farm as well. I'm also a ghost, and I kind of wanted to know what you had been doing around here to convince people that they were ghosts, and like, why are you playing this trick, is basically what she's asking. And I'm going to stop talking because I refuse to talk to myself as characters.
We do love to put you in a position where you're just doing dinner theater for us. <The
fucking mess. laughs> Yeah,
I think you do a great job.
No, that 2 minutes of me saying the word boisterous repeatedly was just primo shit. Just great.
It's great audio. So we got Claudia here. What is Pill doing?
Still in a dog mode. Pee or dig.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure a way out of this situation that we find ourselves in. Maybe. Yeah. So Claudia just said that she's here because she also has a stake in the situation and wants to figure out what's going on. So I guess I come down the stairs and ask her. Or just be like, yeah, we're also here because of what we heard about happening on this farm.
I think Claudia is like, nice to meet you. And then she goes, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but I think, and she turns to Berrigan and goes, I think I know exactly what this haunting is. I just want to know why he's doing it.
Like,
implying that Berrigan is like fake.
The one who's responsible. Okay.
You think that Berrigan's responsible for whatever this haunting is? Hi, I'm the dog on the ground.
Nice to meet you, Claudia.
She keeps ignoring like the children and their robot dog.
But I think she turns to Pill. She's like, she also lives in this world. I think this is out of the ordinary.
Pretty commonplace.
Yeah, I say out of the ordinary, but not inexplicable or anything. and she... Oh, God. I'm going to do it. I think she turns to Phil and goes, oh, I see you've got a Scooby-Doo yourself. I think this is a Scooby-Doo situation. Berrigan is trying to scare someone off the farm, and we all know how that goes.
Does
Pill get mad that she called Pill Scooby-Doo?
I was actually trying to think of what the right response is, because firstly, Scooby-Doo has nothing. No, I'm just playing.
Scooby-Doo's hands are too short to boss.
It's a really, really great analogy for what's going on here.
part of me, I mean, I guess I shouldn't just describe what my character's thinking rather than just do it. Because we're also here to figure out what the haunting is, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Claudia, what makes you think that Berrigan is responsible for whatever haunting is happening here?
She's basically just like, I'm a scientist. I am aware that ghosts are not real, and that hauntings tend to take place in situations, or hauntings tend to be useful in certain kinds of situations, like, say, for instance, when you have a shitty uncle who's trying to steal your farm out from under you, and Damien's like not clocking what's happening here at all.
I thought Damien was just gonna be like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think he's still see, the reason he didn't clock it is because he's still telling Roger about how much his, did I say brother, like, loved this creepy baby angel doll.
Wait, creepy baby angel doll?
That's what I pointed out when I threw the drone. I was like, hey, what's that? And it was like a creepy angel doll on a
in the car?
No, in the living room.
Oh,
like a Precious Moments figuring.
Yes. I'm not saying anything about the world. That's just how I describe Precious Moments figurines, is creepy angel thing. So yes, Damien's not a dumb person. He wouldn't like miss this, but he's really into telling Roger about this Precious Moments figurine that Roger's probably not listening to anything that he's saying, but
I wonder if I'll somehow get, okay, what can I do a rude to I get think, Claudia by herself?
Yeah, I think one of the things to think about here is how do we angle toward a role, but also Claudia just said definitively that ghosts aren't real.
Right.
And Pill's been dead for 200 years.
Oh, shit.
But are they a ghost?
I mean, a techno ghost.
Exactly.
A type of ghost.
Claudia, it may surprise you to find out that I've been... No, that's out of character. I wouldn't.
We can think of this in terms of a role or in terms of drama. Like, this could be a moment where you just bust out of the dog and we get a new form of Pill.
I'm going to do the thing where Pill's... So in the robot form, I can do the little hologram projection, you know? That's more like the version of myself I've created to be, like, old, you know? And I'll be like, if you don't believe in ghosts, Claudia, what do you think of this? And it goes, wow.
And ooh.
Exactly.
Fucking Quantum Leap theme song I was playing for some reason, because...
It's your fault you brought it up this time.
So what is the intended result of popping out like this? Are you trying to scare Claudia? Are you trying to just continue this conversation? Is this...
I mean, more, I'm just trying... I think my goal is to kind of get... Is to kind of take the situation and wring more info or wring more, like, progress out of it without having to, like, out Berrigan or, like, put Berrigan in a bad place or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it feels like we're all kind of in a like moment of not wanting to give up too much info about where we're coming from, mm-hmm. or something.
Well, and also just kind of like, I want to watch. It's, I don't want B to be in dinner theater mode, but it seems like this conversation is actually very fruitful for our mission. So it's like, sure. I kind of want to be an observer in some ways, because it's like, it feels like there's a lot of family drama happening here. But I agree with Ricky's intuition to not, I don't know, to like kind of, yeah, like you said, bring as much out of it as possible, you know? So how to kind of kick it forward is kind of what I'm trying to figure out how to do. And also, I think that this is a great distraction for me to go do some more snooping. So if, you know, Pill pops out and is doing a holographic, look at me, I'm a ghost. Like, at least I can go see if there's, because like, it's not a huge house, but there might be something like outside I can go like sneak or go rifle the trash or something like that. Yeah. So with the layout of the house, just so I'm clear, like, I already went upstairs. I found the manuscript. I have the manuscript with me. I think while Pill is doing this, I kind of grab Roger and try to go outside so we can have a conversation about what I found.
Okay.
Should I roll rude?
I want a rude roll here. I want a rude roll real bad because I have some ideas about how this could break in interesting ways.
Okay.
So this is mischievous B voice and I don't appreciate it.
I fucking love it. I'm into it.
Are you prepared?
I mean,
you had that MP3 file.
That's true.
I had the MP3 file. I feel pretty prepared. Yeah. I'm always prepared to be a hologram.
Uh-huh. Are you utilizing the fact that you are a walking encyclopedia? I think
probably not.
I'm going to say no.
I need to narrate that, but it would be, you would need to start extemporizing like real quick.
Yeah, I don't think I can incorporate my walking in.
It's not that type of Saturday, B. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How do I know how many dice I get?
You always start with one. And okay. Then, since you're prepared, you get another one. If you were using Walking Encyclopedia, you would get another one. And then if anyone's helping, you get another one. So you could roll up to four.
And these are just sixes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are the Cry and twins I'm going to go ahead and say the Cry Twins are not helping. Because I'm grabbing Roger and trying to get out the door.
Because you're kind of trying to use what I'm doing as
cover. Exactly.
Yeah.
If when we need to roll, you would be helping us.
Yeah. Okay, give me 2d6, and let's see how this goes.
What are my numbers again? Do they remember?
I believe you are a 5, so you want to roll under, so because you are basically min-maxed in rude.
That's right, so I got a 5 and a 2.
And we get ourselves a clue. Okay.
Which we all love.
That's everyone's favorite.
Helpful.
Do you want to roll me 2d6 again and tell me what the sum is?
6. A 5 and a 1.
Okay. A 6 is a machine part. Oh, no. I think we already did this one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. No, we did the broken piece of furniture. That was the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I always forget what we were homebrewing. I think the thing we have said is that you can re-roll one of those dice, the one that was a clue, and see if you get a better success or not. So give me one more d6, see if you can get a full success rather than a mixed one.
A 1.
Okay, that is a... You did it. Good job.
Thank you.
Sorry, you do it well. Good job. Okay, I was kind of hoping it would go bad, but I think
hey, there's still plenty of future opportunities.
It's fair. Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna pull the thing that only
he's
gonna recognize. Two things happen at once. Sorry, it's a reference to Austin Walker, the GM of Friends at the Table. Those two things are Berrigan. Berrigan sees you in your Echo Drive hologram form for the first time since, and he goes like, "Oh shit, Pill! I mean, I knew it was you the whole time, but I fucking missed you." And Claudia screeches, just full like a ghost,
full like Casper the Friendly Ghost style. That's so good.
You can tell maybe some of that hard-headed materialism was a bit of a defense mechanism. at this, Damien, it has to happen, doesn't it? Damien's been monologuing about this creepy angel. Precious moments are like porcelain, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Damien drops the doll.
Oh shit. And
just like 100 pieces immediately, like not even, it stood no chance.
God damn it, Damien.
I guess I should have warned you first.
More reason to hate him.
Damien. Or like him more?
Yeah, not sure. Kill the creepy doll. I'm in for that.
Damien has taken his first second, third L so far. I guess the first one was probably his car getting keyed.
It's been a series of L's for Damien. It's awesome.
Yeah. The car getting keyed, the green tea, white chocolate. And now his brother. Okay,
I loved that.
The dog form pantsing him in front of everybody.
I don't recall that happening. Did that happen?
That's because it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, there we go. All of which is a great commotion in which the Cry Twins can slip away easily unnoticed.
You know, Berrigan, now that I'm seeing you up here and not from the vantage point of the dog, I'll say I missed you too.
Aw. Berrigan goes, you do still smell like a closet, though.
How can a hologram smell like a closet?
Sorry, that but was I guess... character laughter from Berrigan.
Your relatives are kind of a little freaked out, though, looks like.
Yeah. Aunt Claudia has always been real superstitious, and Claudia's
like... That's a...
go ahead, sorry.
I was just like, well, that's surprising to hear, given that she has that sign outside of her house that says, like, in this house, we believe that science is real. Love wins.
Black Lives Matter. Oh, my God, that fucking sign.
And you can't even get on Facebook when she's active. It's just all I fucking love science memes.
Just the worst.
I keep trying to tell her that there's only one science, since the immortal science of Marxism-Leninism Maoism. But
wow. That, yeah, I mean, I think it was twofold, to create a distraction and to kind of just, like, you know, she wants to be like, ghosts aren't real and stuff, and kind of as prompted by you just to be like, what about this kind of ghost? You know, there's a lot more options, yes, than just your science would have.
And you also wrote a clue, so I can narrate that. It was a piece of a thresher. I should Google what a thresher looks like.
Oh.
It looks like a shark, apparently.
No.
It's a thresher shark.
Thresher sharks, yes. Yeah. But
right, it's one of these. Yeah.
It's for harvesting grain.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those things that's like a big metal drum, and on one side you put in grain or wheat or whatever. Probably any kind of cereal, I would guess. And it, like... spins it, and I think the idea is it's basically just separating, it's literally like separating the wheat from the chaff, right? It's like getting rid of the parts of the wheat that you cannot use to make things like flour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when your eye is drawn over when Damien drops the creepy angel, you see that there is it's like the spout portion, like the thing where the chaff comes out of it.
And then
The part where the chaff is expelled, it's just sort of like sitting on a table over in the corner. And you are the person who would know this. You were not growing wheat on this farm. There was no grain in your time. There's clearly no wheat field out here right now. So you just see like a portion of a thresher, and it immediately strikes you like, yeah, there's... this has never, to your knowledge, been a wheat farm. There has been no cereal grains here, unless it was some point like 100 years ago or 150 years ago, like after you had left and before Berrigan had come in. And I think the thing you can put together there is that if there was grain being grown here at some point and it was being threshed, as seems to be implied by this, then there must have been some sort of storage, right? There must have been a place where it was stored. And it's certainly not in this house. Generally, they go in a cellar of some sort. So, just to sort of lay it out on the table, you now know that if you look around, you can probably find a way underground that has not, you know, just like digging or... But yeah, there is presumably it's some sort of grain cellar around that... might be able to bring you at least to a lower level. Because in Brood Detectives, what we love to do is not be above ground, apparently.
That's true. We didn't spend a lot of time underground.
No above ground here. That's above ground's for suckers.
True.
I mean, it is a post-apocalyptic world, so I want to use this time to do some more snooping. So I'm not sure exactly. I feel like there's two things we should do. One, we should update our followers on what we're doing. We haven't done enough of that in this.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Very good memory. I forgot about all about our profession.
I feel like we should go live and be like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like we should go live and crouching down and be like, we are on this farm. Mm. And we've been notified that there are ghosts here, and we are currently listening in on the family drama that is behind this particular mystery. It seems like certain people in the family believe in the ghosts, and other people believe the haunting is just for show. And
we're kind of like
we already
reporters found- or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to evolve as our channel evolves, and we're right. trying to report on our mystery.
True. I love that.
Okay. And then I feel like I want to hold up the manuscript, and it's like, our girl, Miss Bo, has written a history. Like, get at us, Miss Bo, if you have any more insight onto what could be going on here. But we need to solve the mystery of what is haunting this particular algae farm.
Okay.
And like,
I have a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a detective role? I guess, okay, first things first.
Yeah, for the Miss Bo?
Well,
I feel like it's kind of rude, honestly. to, like, at Mrs. Bo on our, yeah. like, live stream.
For some a manuscript she hasn't even published yet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I think
it's just like, it's like stapled together. It's like paper clipped. Mm-hmm. And we're like, Miss Bo, mm-hmm. tell us about your unfinished work.
Well, okay. So the first question we need to establish is, we know you have gone live. Is anyone watching? Do people watch y'all's live streams? This is just like an in fiction question. There's no.
Yes.
Yeah. People do.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm envisioning it. I can see the screen because I've never done it before. I've only watched other people's and my internet is so poor that I can't watch them until they posted them afterwards, which mm-hmm. is fun. But like, I've just seen like the hearts and the reactions right. floating up the
bullshit.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So people do watch them. I mean, we're minor influencers, right? So
yeah,
we were below the Lacrim twins, right, in popularity, but we weren't like bottom of the barrel either.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so we're in the runnings, right? Which is why we're being competitive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got places we can still be climbing, basically. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like we've got some dedicated followers at very least.
Right.
Yes.
I think we also established at one point that, like, you probably got a ton of your followers because, like, John Luca would occasionally shout you out on stream, and John Luca is, like, huge. Like, I think the thing we said was, like, if y'all have 1 million, the Lacrims have 10 million, and John Luca has 100 million subscribers, like,
right.
the actual numbers, but, like, probably the scale is roughly
right.
that. Mm-hmm, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that, at least in this instance, it feels like a delayed rude role. If that makes any sense. Because it's not like she's going to see it and then like immediately contact us. Yeah. But it's like opening up that possibility for her to have like an assist later on. And then how that conversation goes kind of would be the role, I guess, or something. I don't know.
I think in that case, we actually don't need to do any particular role. We can just have that be part of the fiction that like mm-hmm. this is out there in a way. I think the thing I was thinking
yeah.
would be like, because Miss Mo is very busy right now. Like this whole thing started with, you know, she almost got assassinated on stage and then... like, killed the fascist and was like, we're gonna take this shit by any means necessary, so
and this is like her undergraduate thesis. She doesn't fucking uh-huh. care anymore.
But the reason I was thinking it might be a detective role would be like, not that Miss Bo is necessarily watching this live stream, but like maybe somebody else is that could like, you know, jump into the chat and be like, tell you more about it. But I do also like that it's just like at some point in the future. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what do y'all
think? It could come back to play, I guess, is the thing. But I do feel like it's pretty rude if we were to roll anything. But then besides that, like, after we get off the live stream, I kind of want to go, like, rifling around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can we rifle with the live stream going or not really?
Yes. I feel like we should but we'd have to pick a good spot for it.
I love this. Yeah, I love that you are investigating based on how pretty it will look in your Paris stream. This is the most practical bullshit. I love this.
I mean, you gotta think of the followers, right? Like, we're not here really for the mystery as much as we are for the followers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking around the farm, we've only kind of been right in front of the farmhouse, but is there any they've got to have a shed or something for equipment or whatever. And that's kind of what I was thinking of, going and take a peek in.
Yeah. Let's see. I think, just sort of thinking about who Berrigan is. I think it'd be, what kind of heavy machinery would you need? You wouldn't need a ton for an algae farm, right? You would just need
some. You would need at least something to agitate them or something, right? You would need some sort of tractor type equipment. Yeah, a scraper, to harvest them. Mm-hmm. Farms have sheds.
Sorry.
Across the board.
I'm not shooting this down. I'm just trying to envision how big the shed would be.
What it looks like,
Maybe it's even not a shed, but it's kind of a small barn almost in size. Berrigan wouldn't do this, but Berrigan probably would have inherited this. This is just a barn, visually speaking. You know what I mean? This is what you draw when you're in sixth grade or whatever, and they ask you to draw a barn. Just a big square thing. It was
probably, big barn doors.
Yeah, huge doors. It was probably brick red at some point, 150 years ago or whatever, but has since, gotten sun damage, or the paint has not been kept up quite as well. It's probably not that much smaller than the house. it's probably,
right.
Yeah. And let's say this is maybe a quarter mile out. Cause I said this has quite a few acres on this farm.
Mm-hmm.
You can head over there, and do you want to just roll up an investigation, or you want to shall we describe this thing more?
I think we should roll up and see, we've got a good, I think we should get some drone shots of us walking over there, but, I feel we've got, the phone in hand, and we're okay, now we're going to try to open the doors. Right. And so, open the door, basically just go in, right?
Yeah, this is one of the things I'm thinking about, because I don't think Berrigan locks. I don't think he
doesn't. Yeah, so I thought that, I was if we have to figure something else out, then I could do a roll, but otherwise I would just roll once I get in there to see what we find, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's important to note that the drone shots are just full of whip pans and crash zooms.
Sorry. It's as jarring as possible.
I'm a bad GM. I shouldn't joke about explicit lines that were set up.
Hey, I didn't set up a line or a veil. I'm here to, if the GM's gonna throw a whip pan at me, I'll just barf, as is my place as a player in this game.
It's what can you expect at some point, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That was both a lovely sentiment and very funny. So yeah, you get inside. Yeah, Berrigan would not lock this barn. He is invested in this farm, but he's also just a very trusting person, I think, in a lot of ways. And also, if his shit gets stolen, that's probably pretty good content. he's not, I think he's lower than y'all are, I think, in terms of influencer. I don't think he's given it up entirely, but I think he's a blogger. It would be my thing. I think he still writes on his WordPress site. And people read it, kinda. I would bet he writes he never sticks to a certain thing. So it'll be a blog post about here's this new farming technique that I just learned about from this book, and I'm testing it out. And then the next one will be a long, critical essay about fucking the latest Lacrim Twins video or whatever, where he's just like the insidious creep of fascism and the Lacrims. Maybe not like that academic, maybe more just like whatever. This is not important. This is absolutely not important.
Extremely important, actually. I need to know what Berrigan's YouTube channel is up to.
I think
18th century cultivation techniques as well as...
I think this is the thing, though. I think his YouTube channel is like... He updates it like once every like 6 months or whatever. And it's mostly just him being like, hey, check out the blog. And then people don't.
and then it doesn't happen.
But yeah, so I think you go inside and there is... Yeah, like... We're like running up on time, so why not just like do some real dumb bullshit, right? Like,
That's what I'm here for.
I think, what is the sickest like mech version of a thing that just like, you know, harvests algae? How do we make that sick as fuck?
What is the sickest way for that to happen?
Like, no, just like, what's a cool visual, like, machine that he would have in here?
Like, something that can walk on two legs, on the weird dirt that is in between the two different pools, uh-huh. And just has, like, basically, like, nets or, like, shovels, basically, that dig out that basically siphon the water up, and it's harvested into tanks, basically.
Can I make one amendment to that, which is that instead of tanks, it has a big mouth and uses both shovels as spoons.
And there's a filter and it goes out the back.
Exactly.
I feel like it's got like, what animal am I thinking of? Like a
crab.
Whale?
They're more like a goat. Maybe I'm just thinking of what a goat legs look like.
They're very long and thin, and then they got little hooves.
Yeah, and then they do, I guess their back legs have they go the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah. No.
They got backwards goat legs?
No, that's wrong.
Like a dog or a horse.
I can
or
believe
all of them.
It. I can imagine it, but it's not how it works normally.
The knee and then the ankle goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a two-jointed leg.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like the chicken walker type of situation.
Yes. I feel like it has
like a Z sort of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gotcha.
And then like that, I feel like it's got like sort of wider, like where the hips would be is like a wider, chunkier, and then it like comes down into a very thin, like almost like a quarter of a foot like actual surface area, just so it's easier to walk between the like the tarps basically.
Yeah, it looks like a top heavy thing, but then on the bottom it's very very like thin.
Yes. Yeah,
and narrow. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Love that.
I love this fucked up mech. Fucked up goat legs with a big mouth.
And goat shovel arms.
Being, I love that Duck knew what you were talking about. I was like, goat legs are not backwards. That's not right.
I used to draw animals, so those legs are hard to draw.
I also described it extraordinarily poorly. So
I was like, I've seen Planet Earth. That is not right.
And I just accepted it blindly. I was like, wow. They got backwards goat legs in California.
I saw like the screen flash up. You were like Googling it. You're like, what?
What the hell?
Love it.
So yeah, there's big mouth algae goat mech with big. Are they like slotted spoons so that the water is it, or is it just like
no.
It picks up all of the water and the algae?
Yes, it happens. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Can you imagine just big holes for the algae to just pass through? No. Yeah. It's like you have to like shovel it and then somehow filter it. So like the idea of it like putting it into a mouth that's like a filter that filters out the algae and then the water just falls out the back.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So
love that.
The thing I was thinking of is you know how they like you've seen people like rake. I guess like you're like raking a pool or you know for like
exactly.
That was like in my brain what it was, but I like this image better. So cool. So that's in there. That's in the barn, and there's 100 goats.
It's a lot of fucking goats.
Wow.
Oh, I was like, wow.
Backwards legs.
Just all of the legs are backwards. No one leg is forward. It's impossible. It's fucking Lovecraftian in there.
Owl detective.
Okay.
You're,
I guess,
a 3, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
I think so. We walked over here with intention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about the grain stuff yet because that's just on Pill's side, but like, yeah, you're doing the thing. You're doing the thing that you came here to do, which is find out about some ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Are you utilizing your skill, which is
a keen eye? I would say so.
Okay. Is Roger helping?
Roger is here.
I'm helping.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I guess we have one more question because I gave you an extra dice. Are you doing investigation related to a mech because you get an extra die?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on whether I knew that mech was inside or not, or like, have I already seen it?
Well, yeah, you're all inside. You've seen this.
Okay.
And there's other stuff around. I guess this is the question: is do you want to investigate that mech specifically, or do you want to just sort of investigate the area?
I want to investigate the area.
Okay, so not the mech dice.
So not the mech per se. We could always do that next. Yeah, but exactly. Yeah.
Roger, how are you helping?
Maybe I'm like keeping a lookout. Because a quarter mile isn't all that far. It's like visually in distance of the other house.
Totally.
So I'm sort of just making sure no one walks in, or at least if they approach, I can warn Marvin.
That sounds detective-y to me more than rude. I don't know. What do you
think? Yes, I think it's more detective.
Okay, and I feel like we could roll your handy in there, like having the drones while they're shooting YouTube footage, also like eye in the sky kind of thing.
Okay.
That sounds like a 2d6 detective aid.
I agree. Okay.
Let's have it.
6, 5. I have a 4, so both are successful.
Sweet. So that means Marvin now gets to roll what? 1 plus prepared plus keen eye plus help.
4.
Yeah.
So I got 2, a 4, a 3, and a 3.
And you are a 3. You get a... I'm not giving you 2 clues for that. I refuse. There's, unless y'all want 2 clues right now.
No, thanks.
Okay, I rolled a 4 on the table, which means we will have an old key as a clue that you will be finding. And then, Marvin, do you want to re-roll those 3s and see if you can't get our full successes?
So 2 3s I roll?
Yeah, you can re-roll those.
Okay. I got a 5 and a 4.
Okay, and so you were doing detective, which is over. So how many successes do you have at this point?
Well, I got a 2, a 5, a 3, and a 3, I think, last time. So that's 3 successes.
Is it simply the case that you have only rolled critical successes in this mystery so far?
It feels that way, yeah.
3 dice succeed, you get a critical success. The GM tells you some extra effect you get. Yeah. What is our prepped key really quick? Yeah. Okay. So you're looking around. Everything at the coast is clear. Roger is making sure that that's the case. And the first thing you find is there's a... This is funny because it's dramatic irony in some ways, right? Y'all don't know about the wheat thresher. You have not seen any cellar doors, any grain cellar doors. But you do find a little key that's like... sort of has really not been used in a while, and it's just got a little like in the what is the head of a key? Is that a thing? What is the term? Is there a term for that?
The long part?
Like the bulbous part that like you hold onto when you turn it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that bit.
Key handle.
There is inscribed. It's like a little, it's a grain of wheat sort of machined into that portion. And I assume you pocket it because you're your little detectives and you steal shit all the time. And then, I was going to try to come up with something real quick to have like a dramatic cut, but maybe we can just pick up here next time.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll have like 6 months to figure out what this critical success looks like.
Oh my God. You're being so dramatic, B. We were back on this much sooner than previously.
That is true. That is true.
Drama queen over here. If we ever play ever again.
Remember when my initial goal was to have like was to run like three simultaneous games and have them all done by mid December of 2021.
Not. No.
That was the initial plan. It was going to be season two ends up like end of 2021. I'll just drop an episode a day. I'll be running this campaign. I'll be running the Era and Terra campaign. At some point, Ricky was going to run the Stewpot campaign and BW was going to run the... shit, what was that game?
Put Your Little Hand in Mine.
Put Your Little Hand in Mine campaign, yes. I was also going to have a bunch of one-offs that were weaving through it, where... Yeah. Season 2, I had a lot of bad fucking ideas, and then my brain fell apart.
I think many things fell apart outside of your brain as well.
Yeah. Okay, so do we want to try to do a schedule?
I feel like actually the dog has like an audio file that's just like theremin.mp3. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, exactly.
Could even spring for a FLAC for here.
No, absolutely not. The it can't. It's too big of a file.
That is a thing about FLACs. That's true.
Yeah, they're real big.
My spider can handle the FLAC.
your spider's a much more advanced technology. Hey, can I show you this cute dog?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's
a little sleepy.
Yeah.
I love the filter as well, like the Vaseline. It focused on the face, and it was like one of those portraits from the 80s.
It did kind of seem like that.
It almost looked like you had like painted scales on the dog or something. Like they like it almost looked like reptilian because of that filter to me, which was fun.
I do have my dog in a suit of armor at all times. I thought you were about to reference the Immortal Technique.
Oh yeah, Anne Bush did blow up Bush knocked down the towers, right? That's also important to note. God, fuck that dude. I don't like his raps very much. That was B talking in a affected voice for some reason. I don't know.
I don't know why I did a and voice in the third person. Yeah. I don't understand what just happened. Listen,
I'm falling apart. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I guess it sounded like your intention there was to create a distraction, right? That was the goal.